Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
So we are not done. That's right. Hence why I am rolling up my sleeves, because even though lots of wrestlers have snuck back into WWE recently, apparently more are about to snuck in too. Sneak. And good, because who doesn't like a good debut? I don't care about finances or what your budgets are. Just go absolutely crazy. And because it's fun to look into the rumour mill when it comes to WWE, I went out there and I found 8 wrestlers who also are about to return to WWE. And why are they going to do that? Here's why. So as ever, we will go in descending order because YouTube, our saviour, demands that. So in at number 8 is Bo Dallas. Now, there seemed to be enough smoke anyway, because if you go back to a convention over here in the UK earlier in the year, Bo Dallas was doing a chat where he was like, well, hey, I've had a little bit of a break from sports entertainment, but now everything in my tum-tum is telling me to go back. We then had Uncle Howdy pop up on our screens, and while nobody knows for sure if Bo and the Unc are the same person, it seemed quite, well, what's going on there, that Howdy was wearing a cross earring. People went out there on Google, and what did Bo Dallas used to wear in his ear? I mean, I'm not going to tell you, because I'm pretty sure you can figure it out. Now, it could be a red herring, of course, but then what came out over the last week or so, Bray Wyatt apparently saying, look, he's my brother, I love him very much, why can't we just get him back in the WWE and, hey, make him part of my new stable? So I am now totally convinced now, and I would love to see Bo back, because it also means, hopefully, eventually, we can try Bo Leave again on the main roster. And I've talked about this a tool before, but it annoys me. That was so damn good in NXT, and we brought it up to Raw and SmackDown, and we didn't treat it right at all. Like when I visit my parents. And all of this ties into number 7 as well, because Bray was also apparently talking crazy about a bunch of people, because as well as Bo Dallas, he'd like to see Eric Rowan again. Now, this does make perfect sense given how affiliated he was with Wyatt during his WWE tenure. And I tell you this, the real dream now, and for obvious reasons this can't happen, is that Luke Harper slash Brody Lee would also join in with this. As we have arrived here, let's give a salute to that man and always remember, the damn hero. And yes, I'm sure it'll come down to what Brody's relationship with Triple H was, because Vince McMahon was never going to give that guy his due. But maybe that's another reason to do this. It would almost be like a tribute to the former Luke Harper. But also, look what we've done here anyway. Bray, Bo, Eric. I think that makes the startings of a good faction. You could probably throw somebody else in there too. So I'm standing by it and you can't stop me. Moving away from all the spooky wookie stuff though, let's get to the more obvious ones and two, we're going to do 5 and 6 together, that if they don't happen, well, something has gone totally crazy-wazy. I'm going to keep doing this. I am, of course, talking about Sasha Banks and Naomi. I mean, not only do they keep teasing this on social media, not only were they put back into the opening videos recently, but Sasha Banks has also gone and trademarked a bunch of names relating to her real-life name. I'm pretty sure she's doing that to make us go, oh my gosh, she's going to go AEW. and she'll pop up in WWE. I mean, there was even this rumor going around that Sasha was backstage at a Mexico City WWE event recently. And while that was eventually poo-pooed, I just do not believe there is no smoke without fire. And then it just happened to randomly come out with someone going, you know, they're still under WWE contract. Do you really think Triple H is going to say to them, yeah, sure, get out of your deal? They are top-tier talents. You give them what they want. Banks also posted some footage of her training with Juventud Guerrero, who's going to come back with some kind of Lucha Libre stuff. And don't forget that while it was a crazy story and it was interesting, it was just some employees falling out with their employer. Doesn't matter if you're a wrestler, a plumber, a builder, a wallpaper guy. That happens every single day. There's always a way to sort it out. I mean, I'm so convinced this is going to be happening. If I get this video out before they do return, I will be a happy panda. Because that clock is ticking. Karrion Kross is going to be happy. I'd also do their tag team for a while, you know, and then put Naomi in the bloodline. That's right, I said it. I think those guys should go on forever. Which means, ironically, they're going to need new blood. And I tell you who has to be a lock as well in at number four. Chelsea Green. Now, not only has she been a part of these regular updates where people come out and say, oh, hi, WWE has interest in this person, but when she finished up at the Impact tapings the other day, apparently she lost the match and said, oh, thank you so much, I'm going home. And I don't think she meant her abode. Before that, she also said she had unfinished business with WWE, and she's totally correct by this. While she did okay in NXT, every time we tried to put her on the main roster, something bad would happen, so she was never able to get any kind of momentum. So now is the time to bring her back and finally let her get in there. And if you are trying to build a women's division, which WWE clearly are, I tell you this, having Chelsea part of it only makes it better. And the only question then is how she debuts. Is it on Raw? Is it on SmackDown? Is she a babyface? Is she a heel? Do we reference all the stuff from the past? Or do we pretend that she's a new character? And you can do whatever you want, because the slate is clean. And given we are talking about Chelsea Green too, I'm going to start going a little bit off the rails here. But in at number three, I am going to mention Matt Cardona, AKA Zack Ryder. Because I just think this one is written in the stars. Like, every time Cardona does an interview, somebody says, do you want to go back to WWE? And he always says the same things because he's a smart guy. I'd absolutely take the phone call, but if I did return, I'd have to be Matt Cardona because Zack Ryder is dead. And that is a smart move because as his kind of real life self, he is better than ever and apparently making more money than he ever has done in wrestling. And while I'm being a bit of a nerd going, oh, well, Chelsea Green and Matt Cardona are dating, so if one comes back, the other one does too, I just kind of feel like it makes sense. You could even have Matt be the king of the indies in the WWE, and that would just piss so many people off. I also think that Cardona deserves a proper run in WWE because he was such a loyal soldier, but he's another one that definitely didn't get his due. Don't forget when he did get himself over, we pushed him off the entranceway and had John Cena steal his girlfriend. I know it's been 10 years, never going to get over it. I suppose the only eyebrow-raising situation is that Matt Cardona has also talked about Triple H in the past and some interactions they had when he was at the promotion. Some of them are really, really weird. As we've already talked about, time heals all wounds. What we do know is that Paul Levesque, as a manager, as a booker, as a promoter, is very loyal. And given that he's brought back most of his other crew, you have to imagine, in at number two, soon we're going to get Tegan Nox. Her run with injuries was just heartbreaking, but Triple H stood with her every single step of the way, and she always got a big push when she was able to come back. Now, I thought she was going to be the Clash of the Castle show, given that she's in Welsh, and that was in Wales. That was gibberish, but you understand what I'm saying there. But maybe we're just biding our time, and it is a bit funny that Tegan hasn't popped up anywhere else. And even if she is just getting herself back to health again, like I've already talked about, the game bet on her once, he will definitely bet on her for the ninth time. You can also have her go right into a feud with Dakota Kai, because the new thing in WWE is actually to reference NXT and not treat it like some stepchild you absolutely hate. And she's also the quintessential babyface. I mean, she comes out and you just want to cheer for her. All of this also ties into the ever-growing women's roster. And don't forget that back in January of 2022, it was so depleted, Vince McMahon had to call people outside of the company and say, hey, pal, do you want to be in the damn Royal Rumble? We should never have to do it again. Surprises should be the exception, not the norm. So yeah, if there is good talent out there, reel them back in, it just makes sense. Which brings us to somewhat of an issue, because I thought I'd written eight names down, and then when I counted them, before doing this video, I went 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Where the hell is number 8? Well, I'm an absolute moron, and I didn't have one. I think there's a small chance I may have counted Sasha and Banks as two separate people, but it's all good, because as I stood here, another name or two names popped into my head. So in at number one, bet your ass I'm saying it, the Iconics. Because while many a fan were keen to knock Peyton Royce and Billy Kay, they were always so damn entertaining. And sure, they weren't going out there and having five-star matches, but I don't need every single wrestler ever to do that. Sometimes I just want to have fun, and these two are the personification of that. And if you are trying to cement this women's roster that I keep going back to too, you need a little bit of everything. So you need your good workers, you need your good promos people, and you need your goofy wrestling. Goofy wrestling for life. You'll also make Adam Wilborn's day, which is also nice. And the big question is whether they'd actually want to do this, because when they were done with Impact Wrestling, they essentially said goodbye to professional wrestling. Maybe they're done. However, I'm going to say it right now. We're going to look forward to next year's Royal Rumble in 2023. We will have two surprises, and when you add them up and push them together, it will be the Iconics. I tell you this, that will make me damn happy. They're far better than people give them credit for.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com. Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.